the documents that I posted up there, the ones that you need to do, okay, are basically doing the non-UCC, the example that I posted up there, as a non-UC, new, let's see, where in the hell I got it, just a second, new labor, non-UCC example, okay? That one had the two pages to it, okay, in a PDF format. Now, I posted page two separately by itself in Word document in case you can't edit that page two in the PDF format. You can always download the UCC one and fill that in with Adobe Reader or whatever. Now, if you don't have the capability to edit and type in red the registered mail number, like I have on the document, and the other information, just handwrite it in, okay? Get a red pencil or pen and write it on there. Then you put a global stamp on there. I put the example up there showing how you put the global stamp on there, and then you post it. Then you send that back to yourself by registered mail to you that you're going to have to sign for it, and you put it in an unopened, it'll be an unopened envelope. It'll be sealed. So it's posted and sealed. And it's registered by the post office, the highest registration office out here, even higher than the Secretary of fucking State. They're nitwits. They're only for the corporation. They're not for the people in the private. You do this yourself. You keep it in the private. Now, the private world can go into the cemetery world and do a visitation. Because everybody does it every day when they go out to the cemetery and visit their forefathers or foremothers, whatever. But they have to basically get permission to come and see you in the private. You have to give them permission. In other words, you have to consent to them coming into your world. Now, we consented on a bunch of contracts. And I'm going to get into this about 7 years in the process. That a contract is only valid for 7 years. And that is in the Constitution. But you have to be able to read between the lines and understand the 7-year scenario. 7 years, 18 to 25, a man's obligation to support and defend the country. Per the Constitution. Okay? It says in there that basically you can't be a representative until you're the age of 25. That's when you are to be a representative of other people. You have to be debt free. You have to be totally free, not under any bondage, contract or otherwise, to somebody else. And from 18 to 25, a man is under bondage to be called up to serve if he's required to support and defend the country. You don't have to carry an arm. You can support the military in other ways. But it's right there in the Constitution, 7 years. That is the termination point of a contract, is 7 years. I'll get into a court case that totally substantiates that by an actress out in California in 1944, December 8th, ruling. The movies and the musical industry have told us a lot. In law. Now, that's what most people don't see, and they're running all hither and every which way. Why can we not terminate these contracts? Because we have not claimed the labor from the contracts and come in and terminated the contracts in the right court. We have to go to the labor claim court, which in this country is known as the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. That is the labor claim court. The U.S. trustee is a labor trustee for the Department of Labor, which is holding all of your labor contracts. It's all about labor. They can't terminate a contract until you claim the labor. It's that simple. Yeah, a contract can't be terminated if there's still something that is owed out of that contract. Therefore, you have to claim all the labor from that contract, then it can be properly terminated. So all these other guys that are running around out here charging big dollars and everything else, trying to get you to write bonds and everything, they're bullshit artists. They don't know the damn law. The Roman Republic basically has a 7-year lease, 3 7-year leases against you, your inheritance, until you come of the age of 21. 3 7 equals 21. That was the labor contract that basically went into effect under the Certificate of Live Birth. But you have to claim the labor. And the only court that you can claim this labor in is the bankruptcy court, because it is the labor claim court. You do your non-UCC registered labor claim as the bailee in the process, transferring all the labor from your fictional person over to you, the living. All your contracts are more than probably 7 years old, so basically you have a right to terminate every one of those contracts. Driver's license was supposed to be terminated at the age of 21. Why? Because even though you didn't get a learner's permit at the age of 14, that was the earliest period you could have started having a driver's license. 14 plus 7, 21. Social Security doesn't go into effect officially until 18 years of age. Therefore, it was supposed to be terminated, and you were supposed to pick up all the labor credits from that labor contract, and all these contracts are labor contracts. Even the vast majority of people in prison are under a labor contract. 7 years. Labor contract maximum. So basically, if you wrote some bonds and they've got you in there on banking fraud or something like that for 30-some-odd years, or tax evasion, 30-some-odd years, hey, wait a minute. You need to go to the appeals court and basically file a charge in there about the violation of the law of seven. Because that contract that you consented to go to prison, is a labor contract. Nothing more, nothing less. And at the end of 7 years, your debt is fully paid. Not that you were, couldn't have been improperly processed in there, but basically you signed a labor contract, a 7-year labor contract. The actress was Olivia de Havilland. And basically she sued out in California and basically through the appeals court, the California Court of Appeals for the Second District, December 8, 1944. The three judges unanimously adopted the commons, had common sense to view the 7 years from the commencement of service to 7 years completion, and then she had the right to go off on her own to another studio. She fulfilled that obligation. You can go into the internet and look up Law of Seven. Seven universal laws. Theory and process of the Law of Seven. And basically, seven is when man is to enter, is to be the kingdom of man. That means you are supposed to be freed after a 7-year stay. You're supposed to be able to go back to your kingdom. Now, there are several forms that you have to go in and basically into this labor claim court, and you have to have three documents. The law of three also applies in this process. Three is very instrumental in putting a pyramid together. You have your UCC, non-UCC labor claim for all of your labor contracts. And that birth certificate, that marriage license, that driver's license, that certificate of title to your vehicle, that certificate of title over your house, that mortgage, those are all labor contracts. And the U.S. trustee is basically the Labor Department trustee to allow the funds to come out of the Department of Labor depositories that are holding your labor assets. Last time on a call, I said that the Department of Labor was set up in March of 1913. It had to be set up prior to the Federal Reserve coming into power and also prior to the tariff tax or income tax enactment in 1913. The income tax is owed by the people that are utilizing this for their profit and benefit. That means all courts out here are not tax exempt. You can file a 13909 form against them. They never give you a tax document when you pay a traffic ticket. Why? Because they don't want it reported so that they can basically do a tax evasion. There's also a claim form when you file this, and basically these people get taken into court properly for their tax evasion. And the form is a 211 form that you can file a claim for part of the penalty that they're getting assessed. Now, if you get the sheriff's office involved in the process, and the sheriff goes out and arrests these people and holds them until the tax man comes to get them, the sheriff's department can turn around and file a 211A form to get compensated out of the penalty also. But now back to our labor claim court filing into the United States District Bankruptcy Court. Like I said, it is a labor claim court. And you have to go in there and claim your labors from your contracts. Essentially, all your contracts were supposed to be terminated at the age of 21 or 25. Most of these contracts after that are really based upon fraud. And you can still process those through in the fraud scenario in this labor claim court. There are certain parts in the 14th Amendment that give you these protections. The Expatriation Act that was signed the night before the 14th Amendment gave you additional protections to come out from these foreign bankers' control. Abraham Lincoln was killed because he was putting greenbacks into circulation. What is a greenback? It was a dollar that was backed by labor. That's what a greenback really was. It was backed by the labor of the country, the people. The bankers didn't like that because they can't tax or put interest onto a labor dollar. That's why they killed Kennedy, because he was going to try and put labor dollars into circulation. The bankers could not basically attack labor dollars. They can only draw interest off of their funny money, their token money. When you use their token money, but they can't assess anything against a labor dollar. And a labor dollar is basically in the Constitution and all the statutes, basically is so much in silver. Your labor has been devalued, and basically most of your labor The real labor in silver is being held, like I said, in the Department of Labor depositories that you haven't claimed. 1969, one silver dollar equaled one Federal Reserve dollar. Present day, one silver dollar equals 17 Federal Reserve dollars. So if you were getting one silver dollar in 1969, and now basically you're working the same job, you should be getting $17 in Federal Reserve dollars an hour. Most people aren't. They're getting subpar or slave wages. Now back to the bankruptcy court or the labor claim court. You have your non-UCC. You also have to fill out a 926 IRS form to transfer the labor over to the de jure labor depositary, A-R-Y, treasury. And you need to have your 98 series EIN number to be the bank routing number to route that over to that Philadelphia depositary account. The other form is the court, labor court, claim court document, known as the bankruptcy form 401, a chapter 15 bankruptcy foreign petition. All filing fees are to be paid by the trustee out of your labor assets. You hold the trustee accountable. He's got the assets. He has to bring them forward and bring all of those habeas corpus delicti out of their coffins and bring them into that court. I posted the letters that I sent into the clerk of the court and to the U.S. trustee. I screwed up the damn letter to the U.S. trustee and to the clerk of the court in some of the documents, because I had the very last line down there as ISR instead of IRS. But I also messed up on the damn fax to the U.S. trustee, and I had down 6 June 1916 or 2016. I'll send another correction into the U.S. trustee tomorrow by fax, or maybe later tonight. I think your fax number works 7 days or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I also sent a package into the AIQ office, the IRS office that's located in that same federal building, to make them informed about the process. You do not write any bonds. I want to reiterate that to you. You write a bond and basically you're trying to run competition with the commercial world. In the living world, in the private world, you do not bond yourself. You have labor. You pay for everything lawfully. But you've got to claim all your labor out here, and you don't do that with bonds. You don't need to go to no damn Secretary of State and get a non-UCC, because basically, if they find out what you're doing with that non-UCC, because a non-UCC is a non-commercial UCC. And the corporation, the commercial corporation, can't handle non-commercial documents. Only the private can handle non-commercial documents. You play around with any of these other damn gurus, I don't care where they are. They are total fraud if they're out there charging money to you. They don't know how to get their own assets if they're charging you money. That's the bottom line. I don't want to hear anybody try and get me to listen to any more bullshit out here from these other people. I've had enough of it. I ain't gonna do it. I've heard them for years, and they're still continuing to operate under the same MO. They never address labor. They never address the Department of Labor. They don't know the proper forms to fill out. Yeah, it's taken me a long time to try and get to this point, but basically, we are there. And I don't want to hear anything from any more doubting Thomases. I'm giving you the answer. It's up to you now to prove me wrong, and basically, I know damn well you can't prove me wrong. Because we've finally broken the barrier down of understanding. We knew we had to go to a court, but we kept trying to go to the state district court or the federal district court and basically try and get recognition. The only court that we need to go to is the labor claims court, not the United States Court of Claims. That is only for basically if you've been damaged or harmed. That bankruptcy court, there is hardly anybody ever going there in the right reason. But yet, you go in and you file bankruptcy, and what does the U.S. trustee do? He goes to your labor account and sets the damn things off, and you don't even know where the money's coming from. It's labor money that's setting off those debts. You have a mortgage or a foreclosure. Get your ass into the bankruptcy court. Stop the action right now. Draw the labor credits that you have on deposit in the depositories in the Department of Labor and pay the damn bill. You're not going to get any remedy going to these local yokel attorneys, magistrates. They're all pimps and whores in the prostitution ring. Communist prostitution ring that they're operating in. And basically prostitution, and that's, they're acting as solicitors trying to get you into another contract. And solicitation is prostitution. And prostitution is a criminal crime in this country. Make your sheriffs informed of that. Get rid of these damn communist bar members. They are in a state of insurrection, just like what is called out in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. They're the destroyers of America by ripping off your labor, getting you into additional labor contracts, false labor contracts for their profits and benefits. And then they're not reporting the taxes that they owe because they try and claim tax exempt status. And that's why you can use the 13909 form, because they are violating their claim tax exempt status by operating for profit. All government employees out here right now are basically bought and paid for by the bankers under basically the IPERS or PERS, Public Employees Retirement System, getting kickbacks. They have an interest in every contract you sign. Every tax increase in the court, in the county, in the state, they're getting a kickback when they pass a tax increase against the people, and they're not paying their taxes. It's about time you people started standing up and started looking in the right direction. I will reiterate one more time. Your only remedy is in the labor claim court, and that is known as your district bankruptcy court. The labor trustee is the U.S. trustee for that district or region, and he is the trustee over the Department of Labor depository accounts. The local IRS office, AIQ office manager, is also the interface, IRS interface, to basically take that internal revenue, labor revenue, and process it over to the du jour labor treasury depository account in Philadelphia per your 98 series number. The three documents you need to have: your non-UCC labor under a registered mail filing back to yourself, the 926 IRS form, the Chapter 15 foreign petition, bankruptcy form 401, and then get that in there. Basically, they have 3 days after you send it in, and I sent mine in by registered mail, so after delivery date of that registered mail filing, they have 3 days to establish a court action to settle this matter, because this is a banking transaction. It's a labor banking transaction in the du jour world, not in the commercial de facto world, to where it could be up to 30 days in that world. that the body don't decay in that, in the heat. I think I've covered everything here. Basically, Tom, I'm going to tell you one more time. Get rid of all those audios. And basically any talk show audios that are in the concurrent. I'm going through right now on the We the People site and doing away with most of the files and all of the call links, except for about the last 2 months. If not, let me know and basically assign me the power to delete those files off the concurrent. Yes, and I want all the files basically in those other folders done away with except for folder 39. Too much of that stuff is still confusing too many people, and basically they hear some of these other calls and basically what we were doing before, and then they listen to some other nitwit out there on Talk Show or whatever and saying, oh yeah, they're getting remedy. Well, that damn Talk Show was over 2 years ago or whatever. They still haven't gotten out of the system. And they never will, doing it their way. You've got to come in and claim your labor. Then you go to heaven. Seven years. You're supposed to be in heaven. You're supposed to be freed. Hopefully this, if this is being heard by people in prison, they understand and they can basically try and go to the appeals court under the law of seven, the California Appeals Court, 7 year contract. If you're in there and you have not caused harm or damage, you're on a labor contract. And a labor contract is up at the end of 7 years. And you can go in and check out that court case. Olivia de Havilland. On the internet. That's about all I got to say. This is it. Basically, you get this filed in there, and then you know, and you better understand what you're doing when you do this. Why you're doing it. Why you have this right. This is one of the oldest laws on the books. This is the Cain Law. Adam and Eve were the first government set up. And basically they utilized Cain's labor. Fraudulently. That's why they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Cain was given all his just due and he left town. Said, I've had enough of this fraudulent government. Who? The churches know this shit. The real churches. Okay? The real powers to be. The Roman Empire system knows this. It's in the dictionaries. I don't know which one it was in, but Basie, Valentine's, Bouvier's, Black's, or one of them. Basie talking about bishops. Talking about 3 7-year contracts. At the age of 21, you were supposed to be freed, just like Cain was. But for a man in a nation, he still had an obligation to support and defend the country from his 18th birthday till 25 years of age, which was supposed to be when a man reaches his full maturity and supposed to be totally free of all bondages at that point in time. Yes, but we don't need to mess that all up. We just need to go in and claim our labors. Because you can't revoke these labor contracts. You've got to claim the labor. That's the only way you can terminate these contracts. A labor contract will remain open until the labor is claimed and taken off the table. Then the contract ceases at that point in time. Yeah, see, these are irrevocable contracts. There's only one way to terminate them, and that is to claim the labor. We've tried to terminate them every which way possible, but it was all for naught because we were not claiming the labor. Okay, open for questions. Yes. It's in the files, okay? And the system there, Tom can tell you where it's at on e-concurrent. I don't know, I may have lost Tom. Yeah, that one needs to stay up. If nothing else, move it to folder 39. Yeah, because that's a key one, and then there's a phone number there that you have to call up in Philadelphia, and basically why you have to call up, because they have to talk to a living person. They cannot deal with a signature, a dead man's signature. Yes. That IRS in Philadelphia is in the du jour side of the country's IRS system. Don't get fancy with them, okay? Say you're coming in from the Republic, from the Kansas Republic or the Iowa Republic. That is a foreign jurisdiction to the United States Corporation. It's a funny thing that we are foreigners in our own damn country, classified as foreigners. They're really the foreigners. See, that's the confusion factor that the damn devil tries to put into play. Yeah, your country or nation is the Republic of, or the Iowa Republic, or the United States of America Republic. Anybody else have any questions? That is my Social Security estate EIN number. Yeah, see, my Social Security account is basically under two numbers, the Social Security number and the estate EIN number. Yeah, you just put down the other number, but basically it's also known by. But the transferee's number is the 98 number. There again, I haven't heard anybody on any of these other talk shows talking about those labor wage claim forms. You also need to basically have your proper standing. You need to be standing on 2 feet. You need to have, basically, in your private record, your baptismal document, and your de jure birth record. You need to have your hospital birth record, I mean with the feet on it, and it's a one-time issue, if they call it a commemorative document. But, no, it's under a gold seal. Or you have a vital entry for your original birthing. That certificate of live birth is not your original. It is the birthing of your afterbirth.
that was dead matter.
You got a question? Speak up and speak clearly. You're breaking up. I can't understand you. I sent in a copy of the 401 form, the 926 form, and basically a certified copy of my non-UCC filing. My original of my non-UCC filing is in a sealed envelope in my records. Yeah, you have to send in a wedding signature copy of the 401 form. There is no signature on the 926 form. Only if they want to see them. And then they have to have a valid reason for you to open them in front of them. Most cases, all you have to do is hold up the letter, say, here, I've got the original inside here. Now, I want to see your authority of why you need to look inside that envelope. Yes.
Right.
Well, basically, that application that you did for the passport was a fraud. It wasn't for you. It was still another commercial contract for the Secretary of State, for Hillary Clinton and John Kerry to rip off labor from your contract, your labor contract. That blue passport that you get, okay, by way of the postal system, is another commercial contract, labor contract. You need to get all of your labor claimed first, then basically they will work with you to give you the correct passport in the Republic. But until you get out of the commercial world, they are not going to give you the correct passport. And there's only one way to get out of the commercial world, and that is to claim your labor and terminate all these labor contracts in the court, labor claim court. You don't apply for anything yet. You get this thing into the bankruptcy court, labor claim court, and get out of the commercial world first. Then they will help you. Okay. It's that simple. Yes, it should be in folder 39 in e-concurrent. I had a bunch of other information up there, but basically, time is short, and basically, if people never looked at it, half the stuff that I put up there before, so why would you look at it now? I will leave a general information folder in the We the People site. But most all the other files and everything are going to be taken down, and there's only going to be primarily one folder there for basically claiming your labors. And now we'll have the documents you need to go into this labor claim court known as the District Bankruptcy Court. We were never bankrupt. We didn't know how to use our labor trustee. But yet, that labor trustee set off items when it went in front of this labor claims court. It's your labor that is owed to you. Claim it. We are not the bankrupt. The government is bankrupt to us. But our labors had to be deposited in a secure, protected environment under a performance and payment bond per the labor contracts. Most of these local nitwit judges and county prosecutors and attorneys, they don't know dick shit about this stuff. So don't even try and address it to them. Just move your items out. You get a traffic ticket. You send it into the U.S. trustee and tell him to send it off from your labor account per the driver's license, labor contract. Start making these public officials work for us. We're the masters. They're the servants. I also went over Sunday night there about how to sign for your fictional person. You don't sign anything by. You sign it for the fiction. The person is on that labor contract to order the release of the labor credits. You are the agent over them. You're the master agent. Okay, anybody else? All commercial construction contracts, and these are construction labor contracts, they have to have a performance and a payment bond. Not a bid bond or any of these other bonds. Those are what the courts write up on their contracts. Payment bond. Okay? It's in the one document that I posted up there that's labeled the contract surety bond claims process. Put out by the Association, Associated General Contractors of America. It's about an 8-page document that I put up there. AGC document. And it shows, basically, it addresses the payment and the performance bond that basically we, our fictional person, has to get paid his labor. And like I said, a dollar's worth of labor is worth so many grams or whatever of silver. One silver dollar value. That is what $1 of labor is worth. And that has not changed. We just haven't been given our full labor pays. It's been going into our fictional laborers' accounts.
Speak up.
Yes, that's what I said before. We're not given full value. So the rest of our labor value is being held in the Department of Labor in these depository construction contracts, labor contracts. Under the 9-digit numbers. Okay, anybody else? Okay, call tonight, Tom. Speak up. Okay, ask it. Tom, did you find it? We will be putting it into folder 39, okay?
Okay.
If I find it, Tom, I'll send it to you and then you just put it in there. Yeah, I've got it set up on a stick file, so I know right where it's at. I've got it. I'll send it over to you, okay? No, I've got it. I'm sending it to Tom right now so he can post it in there. Okay, it's in your Skype box. Okay, the phone number is 1-267-941-1099. Then you push extension 2, and you should be connected up to the proper place. The SS4, you don't fill out the whole thing. Okay? You've got to read the instructions on these documents. That's one thing that most people in this country never do, is read the instructions. And your foreign state is the Iowa, California, or whatever, republic. Okay. Okay, anybody else got any questions? You say you state republic. Don't argue. They say that this is my republic address, which is not the corporate United States. If not, say, I want to talk to your supervisor. Evidently, you have not been indoctrinated properly. No, use the one that they gave you, okay? Just update it when you get back in touch with them that here is my current address. But when they say state, you say Iowa Republic or California Republic. Or Washington Republic, or Ohio Republic. Okay. If you want to put down the country that basically you're operating in, basically you live outside the United States-DC. District of Columbia. You're outside of that jurisdiction. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Anybody else? Okay, call tonight, Tom. Okay. Was there somebody else that was trying to talk? You can get with Tom after I get off here. Talk to you later. Good night.